Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Monday, big nap day for Mac Morey today.
It's supposed to be clearing up later, though, and then tornadoes may come later tonight. I don't know.
I did see that midday blue skies.
We got a tornado watch here, right here in the city.
We'll tell you where it is.
What a day to be alive that was.
Oh, God. An all-timer.
Yeah, top three. For sure. And it's not two or three.
No. But yeah, it does look kind of. I don't think you're going to play much golf this week.
No.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, I've lost my game actually, and I've got to rebrand it.
What do you mean?
I don't know, man.
Come up on my knee and let's have a talk about this.
No, I know that nobody cares, but the first time in my life, It's like you got
the yips and you don't know what to do.
It's not necessarily the yips. I know what I'm not doing right, and I've got to fix it. I'm not thinking. I'm striking the ground before the ball.
See ball, hit ball.
Yeah, very hard to do in golf. And the last three rounds have been the same. I've gone front nine 42, not bad. On par to shoot 84. I'm okay with that. That's my 12 handicap. That's where I want to be at. I would love to get down to 10. That's a high mark to get to. But then it's just the back nine. It's gone.
Maybe try a new course.
Yeah. Oh, I play everywhere.
Okay, like, so it's not the same course. Place. Okay. No. All right. I'm just trying to think out loud.
And
here.
It's not a stamina thing? Like second half?
No, definitely
like
not.
Your back's getting...
Well, yeah. what I think it probably is, it's mental. Which it is for all of these athletes. 100% it is. Stop thinking.
It's 100%
mental. Just stop thinking.
So I'm gonna go to the driving range and work out some kinks and hopefully it works. Mm. But yeah, like right now the game is definitely off. It's not fun.
You better be ready for next week at Dayton's tournament, 10 days.
I'll be ready. At least there.
Because you're gonna win the long drive contest. I've already got the odds on you to win, beat
Lord.
Dana Wright or somebody like that in the long drive contest.
She won't stand a chance. I'm not worried about that.
All right.
Yeah, basically what happened to John Rahm yesterday is what happens to me in the back nine.
Just collapse.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. Like I've gone 42 and then it's 49.
Well, maybe
50.
Just play nine one day and say the hell with it and just, you know, get your confidence back a little bit.
Yeah, leave on a mental high note.
Exactly.
Notes.
No, yes. That's exactly what
that's
you do.
Good.
Walk out, you know, and you know, like Costanza did, just leave the meeting. I'm done. I'm out.
And I've taken all my change out of my left pocket, put it in my right pocket. I've taken my wallet out of my back pocket, put it in the golf bag, asked many questions to an imaginary person. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Shut up, dude. It's embarrassing that you're acting this way.
Maybe you should put your tee a little bit lower if you're hitting the ground before the ball. I don't know. I tried with Nick. It didn't work with him. So I'm trying it with you now. See ball, hit ball. Okay?
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely mental for sure.
Stop thinking.
I'm trying,
just
dude.
Stop.
I tell myself that. I'm like, just go out there and have fun.
Yeah.
And then 42 gets put up on the front nine. Go to the back nine. 46. All right, 88. Come on, Dust.
Yeah.
You're
thinking
apart.
Too much. Yeah, stop thinking about like what could be. Like, I could see you doing the math. All right, if I get a three here and shave off a stroke,
about it. A lot of looking ahead. So we got to do stuff, man. We got to just take the mind out of it and have fun and relax.
Yeah.
But definitely got to do that at the driving range. Won't be able to do that for a week or two because the rain is coming. But some sunshine in the sky of Royals fans. Caglione does get called up to AAA. It's a hell of a day for Dusty Likens. It should be one hell of a day for everybody in Kansas City as well. This is a future star of your team. I can promise you that from knowing, talking, engaging with this guy and seeing him in AA. I understand that is not professional baseball, but it's the way that he is. It's his aura. It's his charisma. As the kids would say, his riz is off the charts. He doesn't look like a 22-year-old kid. He doesn't talk. He doesn't act like a 22-year-old kid. And I know there was a lot of people in the past that have said, I don't want to see the Jackson Holliday thing happen to Jack Caglione. Jackson Holliday is still 2 years younger than Jack Caglione. Jack Caglione played at Florida in the SEC, which is a powerhouse of college baseball, as we know, which that's starting to, you know, heat up as the College World Series will be evidently great to watch. KU, by the way, having a heck of a season as well.
Yeah.
Could be something to watch for as
college
you get closer.
Softball's already taking place. Texas A&M got knocked out yesterday as the one seed by Liberty of all people.
Yeah. And so, again, it is time. It is, you know, the car is still not ready for the highway yet. You're still taking the outer roads. You're learning signals. You're learning the little rules of driving. But eventually, the top will come down. The windows will go down. You'll throw your Ray-Bans on, turn up the music, and you'll just go 80 miles an hour down the highway. We're not there yet.
Right.
But we'll get there. It's like teaching your daughter how to drive.
Yeah.
I know it's going to stink the first couple of times. Dad's going to be here with you. I'm not going to say much. But yes, turn signals are annoying. Seatbelts get annoying to put on, but you need to do it every time. You got to have this. You got to know where this stuff is. And by the time you're 20, you'll be able to just do whatever you want on the road. You'll know how to drive. You'll be a pro. By the time Jack Caglione is, what I'm thinking, mid-July, if he does what he did in AA in Omaha, you are going to have that bat on this major league roster. And I think a lot of people will be surprised at how mature that guy is.
Yeah, no, he's definitely very mature. You just hope the situation is right. And it's not a situation like it is right now, because if he were to come up right now, there'd be way too much pressure on this guy to turn this offense around, because this offense right now, I don't even want to call it a sleeping giant, because it's not anymore.
Yeah.
It is dormant. And Jack Caglione isn't the answer to awaken everybody in this lineup. I don't think there's anybody that's the answer to that, but I would rather go with a big league proven bat that can come in here and it's had the pressure before to quote unquote save the offense, other than a 22-year-old, 23-year-old kid. But that's the difference that we see between football and baseball. And I don't know if baseball is wrong because they do it this way. They'll tell you they're not, because it's a very hard game to do. But you see these kids drafted in college, they come right up to the pros and they perform right away in the NFL and in basketball for the most part, right? In baseball, you draft a guy and it's like years before you even see this guy. Maybe we just do away with the minor league system in baseball and bring guys up right away when you draft them to see if they can help this club. I mean, it would change the sport dramatically, you know, drastically change the way that people go about the game today. And there'd be a lot of people that say, you can't do that. I'm not a you can't do that guy. I'm like, let's see what happens and try, you know, type of guy. Because in football and basketball, if you can play at 18, 21 years old in those sports, why can't we do that in Major League Baseball right away and bring these guys up right away and see what they can do, right?
Right. And I think that you look at that from the perspective of a Jackson Holliday who's hitting the ball better this year. That team is struggling, but it's happened before. I know Bobby was brought through the system and played a certain amount of games before he was brought up to the big leagues.
Had a full season, you know?
Correct. And, you know, I think with Bobby, you really had to do that way and had to kind of have it because he didn't go to college. Mm-hmm. He went straight out of high school. He was a stud in high school, but there is a significant jump from 18 to guys that are in the minor leagues. A lot of them are, you know, jumpers from college or from high school to that level, but Bobby exceeded every level and answered every question. And you knew that when you drafted Bobby second overall in that draft, that he was going to be the face of your franchise. Mm-hmm. When Caglione was drafted sixth last year in the summer, it wasn't a franchise changing guy. It was, this is arsenal to Bobby's, you know, weapons.
Yeah, right.
And that's kind of like when the Chiefs draft a wide receiver. We're not asking Xavier Worthy or Rashee Rice to come in here and be on the superstar level as Patrick Mahomes. We're just wanting you to come here and use your superstar powers to be part of this team. Almost Avenger-esque. Like, Jack Caglione is going to be a guy that will always be the Kelsey to Mahomes or the Cags to Bobby. Mm-hmm. That's what it will be. And it's going to be awesome. And we're going to get to see that sooner than maybe later. But I think that's where there is the difference in that. Jackson Holliday was drafted to change their franchise. I know they had Adley Rutschman and they had Gunnar Henderson. They're not sons of former Major League All-Star players like Matt Holliday was. Mm-hmm. And did they rush him a little bit? Maybe. Did the Royals rush Mondesi? Maybe. Did they rush MJ? Possibly. Had they rushed other prospects in the past that didn't work out? They have. There's
I don't think Mondy ever wanted to play baseball, though. And I think I do. Like, I mean, it didn't seem like a guy who wanted it, you know? He just never developed. And sometimes being raised by a father who plays the game, maybe it does burn you out a little bit. It never felt like that was a guy who wanted to be a baseball player, right? It was like, okay, this is a nice lifestyle, but do I want to do what's necessary to be a big league baseball player? And boy, it never seemed like that at the big league level. He just never got it going and then, you know, was always hurt and all that kind of nonsense. And how much did he fight to come back from those injuries, right? I don't know the answer to those questions, but I ask them every day because that was a guy who had oodles of talent and never amounted to anything. Is that the Royals' fault or is that his fault, right? I'd like to think more is on the individual in a situation like that. And so obviously we've seen guys come up to the big league level and do some good things. The majority of guys come up and don't do good things. That's just the math, right? That's just the numbers that come up. And I just feel, in my opinion, the longer you can wait to bring him up and insert him into the lineup when things are going in the right direction, the better it is. If this was last year and this lineup was producing like they did last year, I'd have no problems bringing Jack Caglione up and inserting him into a lineup that was already producing. But I just know when he comes up, we're all going to lose our collective minds, and he's going to be expected to go 4-for-4. And when he does, we're going to go, what's wrong with Jack? You know what the text line is like.
Can't wait. We'll ask Vern some questions regarding Jack Caglione. Plus, Royals are kind of down bad. Two pitchers out. Plus, Caglione gets promoted. All that with Joshua Vernier on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5. The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan. Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
That's right. He tells it like it is. You hear it in the promo there. Mr. Vern will tell it like it is a little bit later for the next 3 days as he's on the West Coast tonight in San Francisco, coming off a 1-3 against the Cardinals. Vern, how are you on this wonderful Monday?
Not as well as you are.
Yeah.
But I'm doing all right.
What do you think about that news, my guy?
Well, you've done a good job because you were the first person I thought of when I saw the news. I'm like, well, this just made his whole Sunday, Monday, and the rest of the week. I mean, well-earned, right? We talked about it last Monday. I thought last week would have been a perfectly fine time to call him up. But baseball front offices and just like managers and just like Ned Yost told us more than a decade ago, when I want to make a move, I wait a week, and then I make the move. And that's exactly what the Royals did. I'm excited to see him bump up to AAA and dominate up there, too.
Yeah, it's interesting because I am ready to keep him down there for the year and bring him up in April, but we may be fast-tracking this thing. Vern, do you think we are fast-tracking now CAGs up here to the big league level? And then I'll have a follow-up, Pete. So just hang on. Or Brad, or whatever the hell the guy's name is.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think this goes back to spring training in the best case scenario. When we would talk about CAGs in spring, I didn't think he would debut this year unless the best case scenario happened. And the first leg of the best case scenario is the 22-year-old goes to AA and dominates. Second best batting average in the Texas League, second highest OPS in the Texas League, is leads the league in RBI. He dominated that league and now takes the next step. And now the hope is for the next 2-3 months, he dominates AAA. That would be step two of the perfect situation, the dream scenario with CAGs. The third and final leg is join a team that is steamrolling towards the postseason and try to help them with that final push to win the division title. You don't want CAGs joining a team where he's going to be viewed as a savior by all.
Yep.
Now, there are some people, maybe you, Dusty, but I know many others, that no matter when they call up Jack Caglione, he's going to be viewed as a savior. There's no getting around that, but I'm talking about the collective, everyone. You bring him up right now for an offense that is struggling to get to 4 runs. He's viewed as a savior. I want him viewed as a weapon joining a team that is on its way to October. You're not looking at him to be the final missing piece to get that playoff spot. No, I want it to be almost cemented that this is one of the 6 best teams in the American League. That really can't happen until after the All-Star break. So if he dominates for the next 2.5 months in AAA, the Royals offense starts to pick it up. You make it an acquisition at the end of July going into the deadline. You're feeling really good about the team, and then boom, you bring in this monster.
Yeah,
that's the dream.
You have basically parroted everything that I said for this. I said if this lineup was last year where we were driving in guys from third with less than 2 outs and we were scoring 4.5-5 runs per game and you inserted them into this lineup now, I'd have no problem with that. But a lineup that's averaging like less than 2 runs per game, you're right. I mean, I feel
the
same
way. He's
the
cleanup hitter.
Yeah, right. Like
you can't have that. I want him hitting 7th or 8th.
Exactly. That's exactly what I want. I think you and I are in lockstep on this one, Vern. Is that if this was last year's lineup and you didn't need him to produce, but we're giving him the opportunity, fine. But if he comes up in this lineup, he's going to be looked at as a guy who has to have a 5-run home run every time he comes up, and the expectations are going to be out of whack.
I don't think the team is treating him, though, as if they're adverse to him making his debut in 2025, right? We've already seen him in right field 5 times. He made his debut in left field over the weekend. So they're not rushing him by any means, but they're also not babying him. They're not slow playing him. They're acknowledging that this kid has a track record of SEC baseball, A-ball baseball, whatever you want to call it. He's not fresh out of high school. He does have not only the game, but he also, it appeared to me, at least in spring training and watching him from afar, the way that he did bounce back from his one rough stretch at AA, he does seem to have a very mature mental approach to the game. But of course, even as I say that, I know that will be tested when he gets to the big leagues, because that is, of course, a horse of a different color, as they say.
Do you think his route to the big leagues may have gotten sped up a little bit, considering there's not really many available bats out there to go and acquire from outside the organization, Vern?
No, I don't think that's any reason why he's bumped up to AAA. You are right, but again, we have more than 2 months into the deadline. More teams, maybe not a ton of teams, but you would assume another four teams will fall out of it and begin to start letting it be known that they're open for sale. I think there will be... Maybe there won't be, half a dozen guys that we would like in Kansas City, or put it this way, I don't believe there'll be a half a dozen perfect fits that are available for J.J. Piccolo. You know, if we're talking about a cleanup hitter, a five hitter, a six hitter, which is what this team is going to need, because, man, it's going to start being unfair to ask a 35-year-old catcher to be your cleanup hitter in the second half of the season. He can get you to July, but if you're going to win the division title, I don't know if you can trot Salvi out there as your cleanup hitter every single day while also catching in July, August, and September in Kansas City. So they need a middle-of-the-lineup bat. You think it's going to be difficult to find. And then 2 years ago, they find Cole Reagans. Finding a bat is, I think, just as difficult as finding a starting pitcher. Maybe not as difficult as finding a Hunter Harvey or Lucas Erceg were last year at the trade deadline. But I do think there will be matches for this team as we inch closer and closer to that July 31st deadline.
Vern, you mentioned those names, Cole Reagans, Hunter Harvey, guys that were brought over here with accusations, but with the trades. To get something, you got to give somebody. Who's the name on the block? Because two guys did go down in your starting rotation. I don't think it's serious. What say you on this whole matter?
Well, we'll see. Again, 2 years ago, the Royals sucked, and they jump-started the trade deadline, and they didn't even do that until the middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still a month away. By then, we'll know the severity of the groin injury for Cole Reagans, the middle finger inflammation for Seth Lugo. We'll see if it is a short 15-day stint on the IL. That's certainly what they're saying, both at the top with J.J. Piccolo, in the dugout with Matt Quatrero. They don't believe it's going to be long-term. I hope they're right, but we'll see, because if everything is hunky-dory when Reagans and Lugo return, well, suddenly, the Michael Lorenzen option presents itself. You might have a conversation about Seth Lugo, who's going to opt out coming up in a few months. You could look down towards the minor leagues, some pitchers down there, and of course take your pick of any bat down in the minor leagues as well. This pitching staff, like I just mentioned, again, Lugo's a free agent to be. Lorenzen's a free agent to be. You have a year and a half left of Chris Bubich under contract. This might be the best rotation that we see in the next decade in Kansas City. So I can't imagine that they're going to be reticent to part with a 21-year-old down in AA that they like a lot. No, go for it this year, because next year is not promised. And as you guys have been talking about for months, you start talking about 27, 28, who knows?
Yeah. All right. So there's so many different sidebars I want to go on with you, Vern. Do you have another hour? Let's go with that 27, 28. Cause I did bring that up earlier today, and I know June 11th, I think, was the date I was told when service time, stops counting and you can bring guys up and not have to worry about that. But if we're not going to have, let's say we're not going to have 27, but even if we do have 27, it's probably going to look drastically different from a CBA. Why are we still living under those CBA rules when we know come 27, either A, we're not having baseball, or B, we're having a completely different collective bargaining agreement?
As far as
bringing up CAGs or anything for that matter, trading players, going for it, basically.
Yeah. I don't think they will. Again, I don't think they're playing with service time when it comes to Jack Caglione. I think they are just trying to put him, like we both agree, just trying to put him in the best spot to succeed when they ultimately call him up, I think, later on this season, hopefully. And as far as trades are concerned, again, I don't think this team will be reluctant to part with much of anything, from the minor leagues to the big leagues. This ownership group, this front office, they understand what's in front of them here in 2025. You look around the American League and there's nobody where you say, oh my God, they're such a behemoth. The only way we can get to the World Series is if we go through them. There's nobody in the American League that I would fear. You get to the World Series, worry about that when you get there. As this season progresses, I think it's, for as much as we want them to look at everything long term and make sure that this is a sustainable organization that can win consistently for the next few years, no one's getting it confused about the talent that they have this year and just how much of that talent will be even present in 27. Again, Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo, Chris Bubich, Michael Lorenzen, almost your entire rotation. No guarantee that they're still throwing for the boys in blue coming up in a couple years.
Yeah, that's why I think you just go for it. All right, let's talk about the Salvi situation, Vern. Like, help me out on this one. I get so many texts from people, and people are down on Salvi. What are we saying about him?
Well, I liked what Q said when you guys asked him on Wednesday, because Salvi is a notoriously streaky hitter. But again, and I don't think I'm alone. I do believe that people within the organization feel the same way, that Salvi is a cleanup hitter. If he's going to be a catcher at the age of 35, is just not reflective of a team that's going to walk away with a division that appears to be the most tight division in the American League. Defensively, still solid. Energy-wise in the clubhouse, he's still the great Salvador Perez. But sure, yeah, offensively, hasn't hit a home run in more than a month. You're not going to do anything with him, right? You're not trading him away. You're not going to bench him. You got to ride it out, honestly. Ride it out. You'd like to see him dropped in the lineup, but nobody else is really hitting enough to warrant that if you want to move a Michael Garcia up to the cleanup spot, to the three spot, move Vinny down again, but Vinny's really not coming through with the big knocks and the big spots. You can shuffle the deck chairs however you want. You need Salvi, Vinny, Bobby, and India to pick it up. And, these are the same conversations we had in spring training. This offense is only going to go as far as those top four bats. You talked about last year's offense. The only reason why that offense was middle of the road was because of a Herculean effort from Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. And right now you're getting a terrific effort from Bobby. Salvi and Vinny have both disappointed. Jonathan India stays getting beat up by the opposition and not stuck up for by his teammates. Yeah. So it's really Bobby Witt, Michael Garcia, and then you're just hoping and praying that someone else can contribute. So, yeah, Salvi has not been good offensively, but he's in the majority. In not performing offensively. You got to ride it out because you don't have a better option.
Vern, what's the rest of May say for these Royals? Some big targets on this schedule coming up.
Yeah, man. Three in San Francisco. You get the Twins, who finally lost yesterday. Brady Singer, Ellie De La Cruz, and Terry Francona with the Reds. Tigers, Cardinals, and then finally you get to go to the South Side and slap around the White Sox. Mm. Yeah, it's a big 15 games right there. Six of them at home, so you want to win four of those. You got a six-game road trip here. If you can give me, and I hate to say two, so I need three, right? I still think you're better than Minnesota, and yet I'm talking to Henry Lake. He thinks they're the best team in the division. I talk to my friends in Detroit. They think the Tigers are the best. I don't have any friends in Ohio, so I don't really care what's going on with the Guardians.
I got in-laws there. They think the Guardians are the best, so we'll just knock them all out.
Okay, right. But everybody thinks they're the best in this division. So I think you need to take three of the six on this road trip. Give me one in St. Louis. So that's a 7-8 run through this 15. That doesn't really inspire a lot of confidence. But again, you're just trying to hopefully jumpstart this offense. And honestly, what you're trying to do right now is grind through this stretch where you don't have Lugo, you don't have Cole Reagans, you don't have the best rotation in the American League. I mean, we're now, which also means you don't have one of the better bullpens in the American League, because that group is going to be taxed. I mean, shoot, we're hoping for a bullpen game coming up on Wednesday. So everything's about to change, in my opinion, over the next week. And the offense, it's time for them to pick up the slack, right? The rotation's done a terrific job of carrying this team for the first month.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for the offense. It's time for Bobby and Salvi and Vinny and India to put the team on their back, at least for this upcoming road trip.
Vern, maybe I'm asking too much, but is Singer expected to start when they come to Kansas City?
Yeah, I believe so. I think he's going on the Tuesday game.
Nice. Okay. And then are
he pitched yesterday.
So the 5 days would be Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, I think he goes on Tuesday at Kauffman Stadium.
There we go. Still giving those away in the pregame show? On the on-deck show?
Yeah, we got a couple of pair left. Yeah, okay. Tuesday's game and Wednesday's game. So you can see Brady Singer on the mound or you can see him in the dugout. It's your choice.
Yeah, and I don't think this team, like I've, you know, having conversations with friends over the weekend, well, we traded Brady Singer for this India guy. India's becoming the hated guy now, right? He's becoming your Infante, your Alex Rios, Nori Aoki.
I wouldn't go that far. He's too tough.
Okay, he's too tough.
Right, he's got beat up a little bit too much.
Yeah, but he is getting beat up by the fan base. And I had some people say, oh, we traded Brady Singer for this guy. You're in the exact same spot if you have Brady Singer on this team. I believe you would have been the exact same place that you are right now, maybe even worse with Brady Singer on your roster.
I think they still would have traded Brady. That's the response. I think they still would have traded Brady. I don't know who they would have received in return, but it would not have been if Michael Garcia was performing like this, you're not bringing in a guy like Jonathan India because you have your leadoff hitter. You would have brought in a middle of the lineup bat. But you know, when that Singer trade went down, you know, I wasn't throwing a parade. It was a league average pitcher for a league average hitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always going to prefer the pitcher over the hitter, but I understood why the Royals did it. Right? You had, you're about to pay $7-8 million to your number four starter. While you didn't have a leadoff hitter and you were going to go into the season saying, Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, you got to do it all again. Now here we are, 48 games into the season. We're saying Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, and Jonathan India, you've got to do it all with a hand from Michael Garcia. But hey, you know what? I do think it's fair to judge the trade in hindsight. And I think you need to wait until the end of next year because both Brady Singer and Jonathan India will likely become free agents. So it's not even as if you got an extra year of India by parting with the guy and Brady Singer. No, it's a straight one-for-one deal, and you can't grade those trades until they're complete. And right now, the Reds won that trade, but there's still a year and a half to go. And hopefully Jonathan India turns it around. Again, he has impressed me with his toughness. Has a quad banged up. He takes a fastball off the head. He gets spiked in the knee by Wilson Contreras over the weekend. And, boy, if he could have stood up, I think he would have stood up and clocked Contreras.
Because that was dirty, right?
Oh, very much so.
Clean high, kneecap.
Yeah, incredibly dirty. But the team takes their cues from the great Salvador Perez. He has the C on their chest, and everyone idolizes Salvi. So you saw Contreras. Salvi, I didn't mean to, quickly apologizing to the guy that he looks up to in Salvi. So Salvi kind of, he's a peacekeeper. Mm-hmm. He's a lover. He's an energy giver. He's always got a smile on his face. Salvi's not a fighter. He's a competitor. You know, he'll run through a brick wall to get a win, but Salvi's not the guy to throw hands. And if Salvi's not going to do it, I don't think you're going to see Bobby or Isbell or Vinny go, Salvi, get out of the way and start fighting. I don't see that happening. But India does need to pick it up because you're tough and you play through a lot of pain only goes so far with the fan base.
We're a year and a half away from your on-deck show tonight because it is on the West Coast. So we'll be ready to go for that one, Vern. Enjoy these three on the West Coast and let's hope they can go. I'm going to do it. Let's go 2 out of 3 against San Fran and bring the vibes back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, great pitching matchup tonight. Yeah. Bubich and Robbie Ray. Should be a lot of fun, and hopefully Jonathan India's back in that lineup.
No doubt about it. Vern, we'll talk to you next Monday. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
It's our guy Vern right there giving us all the information. Thought he said something really interesting that now India's been, I don't know if you want to say punked, or like he's been a target now twice.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sal's like, we don't fight. We're good.
When they did fight in 14 and 15, that's kind of when they turned that thing on. And maybe, it's a slump buster here. Maybe you go out and get in a little bit of a brawl.
Maybe
it's okay, right?
Ass.
Yeah. It's okay because what they're doing isn't really working from an offensive standpoint at this point.
Like, I had to take 2 full days and ask Vern if that was dirty because, of course, I hate the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to win. They were losing. And then I saw that slide. you know, immediately, that's dirty. That's Bush League. That's dirty baseball.
Right.
And then I'm like, well, give it a couple days, relax. Hey, Vern, was that dirty? Yes, you. Yes, right on cue. I'm like, okay, I just want to make sure that I saw what I saw.
Yeah, it's dirty today, but back in the day, that was not dirty.
That was ball.
Go do yourself a favor. I forget what I was watching over the weekend. It may have been, I'm trying to think. It was some baseball game-ish, maybe.
Whose career did he end sliding to home at
Ray
an All-Star
Fosse game? Yeah, is the guy.
At an All-Star
name.
Game.
Yeah, destroyed the guy. And I'll tell you what, that guy used to broadcast. I think he's passed now, but he broadcast for the A's back in the day. And I met him in the early 2000s. He's still not over that. And you go back and you look at Pete Rose blowing up Ray Fosse in an All-Star game, and it's one of the more insane things ever. But I was watching something with baseball, and they go, you really want to see somebody slide into second base? Go watch videos of Hal McCray back in the day, right? And if you just YouTube search Hal McCray sliding into second base, that's how the game used to be played. I mean, you would barrel into guys, take dudes out. There were collisions. No big deal. George would stand up, punch nettles in the face, and you'd be about your day. Now you slide into a guy, your cleat goes a little high. Everybody wants a bench clear
player
brawl,
safety,
right? Player safety, allegedly, right? That's what they're saying. But nobody wants to fight like they did back in the day. Or you just took it like a man, and Hal rolled into you, and the next inning you rolled into somebody else and took somebody else out. That's the game policed itself back then.
I saw something on Twitter this week, and it says, like, with that player, maybe it was something like something around there. It was today's game, or this was around in last, or like decades ago's game. Today we wear oven mitts and slide into second head first. I was like, oh, God.
The oven mitt thing is like everybody's wearing that thing.
Even
right
kids
now,
in Little League are wearing them.
Like, what are we getting to where everybody's got this oven mitt on now sliding? I guess you don't want to jam your fingers in technology and fine, but if somebody slides into India, somebody needs to return that favor or slide into second base and pop up and pop somebody.
I was waiting for it. Something you don't have to wait for is more games going to Netflix. It's happening. We'll explain here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Thanks to Josh Verner, who was on with us a little bit ago, giving us some insight of what's going on with this team, where they can move forward.
I was hoping he'd pick me up a little bit more. I'm not going to lie, with the offense. I mean, it'll be okay. I had somebody send me a tweet over the weekend, and I was thinking of Vern when I was reading this one, because it said, let me get it word for word for you here, from Mikey J. At Bob Fesco is the only person that can keep me calm while this team can't hit the broadside of a barn. My goodness, this offense is atrocious. Hashtag fountains up. And I was hoping Vern would be like, it'll be okay, but the Salvi thing is becoming an issue. Like, guys, I don't know about you. I've not wanted to admit that Salvi's been an issue this year. Are you guys in that category with me? Like, you know it's been an issue.
For sure.
But you don't want to admit that it's been an issue.
Well, Rob said he's washed 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And we kind of wholeheartedly, you know, gave him a little bit of, you know, business for that. But maybe he was onto something. Mm-hmm. And I think the term washed is just tough.
It is a hard term to use.
But, yeah, I mean, the Salvi thing's been there. It's, you know, last year was good. But this year, it's noticeably, if the ball is not in the air, it's a double play or he strikes out.
When are you willing to say that Salvi is washed? Or are you willing to ever say that Salvi is washed? Because I look at it from both perspectives and say, I'll never want to say that. But I'm giving him this entire year. If it doesn't go well this entire year, then maybe we have to rethink about next year, right? Because he's got one more year on that contract. And so if it doesn't go well this year and he ends up like a 222 hitter, then Vern said hadn't hit a home run in a month. I didn't realize it's been that long. Boy, you have to start wondering, like, hey, man, is somebody going to tell you it's time to maybe retire if things aren't going in that right direction?
I think the answer to your question is when the ball is no longer getting lifted and not getting hit at a very good, like, speed. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people don't like that analytical part of baseball, but if he's grounding the ball out and it's, you know,
it looks
85,
the part,
88 miles per hour ground out. Like, yeah, if he's smacking, if he's, you're good. If he's smacking, you know, ground balls to the shortstop at 109, you're going, okay, he's centered that. He barreled it. He just hit it on the ground. He's not lifting the ball. We can fix that. But if there's no lift and there's no speed to it, then you're on that, okay, is this Peyton Manning who can't throw the ball 20 yards?
Yeah, exactly. That's what you have to start to wonder. But, I mean, it's not like his defense is suffering. He's still playing good defense out there.
But he's also right. He should not be hitting fourth at 35 and being a catcher.
No, I mean, for the last 2 weeks, my buddy Jim has been texting me every day, seventh or eighth, seventh or eighth, seventh or eighth. And I'm like, yeah, why not seventh or eighth? What's the harm in moving him down just to see, right?
And it's tough to just – and not anything at Mark Canha, but, I mean, then Mark Canha's your fourth hitter.
Right.
And then your lineup is literally Jonathan India, Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, Mark Canha, Michael Garcia. The rest is you know how to go from there.
Right.
It's Isbell, it's Waters, it's – and I hope Waters continues to do well, but
– yeah, he's been good too, man. Yeah. Like yesterday, he's a big reason why they win that baseball game. It's Drew good, Waters man. Has been a really nice, nice addition to this ball club this year. You just wish other dudes in the lineup were getting the job done from a hitting perspective. And when I say other dudes, it's Vinny and Salvi, guys. I mean, let's call it what it is, right? If Vinny and Salvi were – and Vinny's gotten better over the last couple of weeks, but if they were more consistent and they were getting the job done, I don't think we'd be talking as much about this offense, right?
Right.
Is that the positive outlook? That the Royals are still over 500 and relevant?
I think the positive outlook is that you know, when healthy, which they aren't right at this second in time, they have the best rotation in the American League, the best ERA in the American League. So their pitching is going to be able to keep them in games. And even the dudes that they're finding, like this Cameron guy, I mean, that's a positive note as well to buy you some time, right? But the offense eventually has to start producing some runs. Again, I hate with the Chiefs analogy and everything, it's Patrick Mahomes' first year as a starter. He's got to go out there and score 55 just to give him an opportunity to win. And this Royals team right now, all the pressure is on the pitching and the defense to go out there and limit the runs and basically play mistake-free. And that's hard to do. It's so hard to do to tell these pitchers, all right, you basically can't make a mistake. Hey, defense, sorry, can't make a mistake out there, because the one mistake you do could ultimately cost us the game right now.
And to be fair, also for a highlight of a low time, second highest win total in the American League.
I know. Isn't that crazy, right? I mean, like, we're talking about a team right now that can't hit, but yet, man, they're still winning games.
Pitching and defense.
Yeah, but again, you can't continue to put that pressure on those guys. No, you know, it sucks, man. I mean, it sucks. It's hard to do to go out there. And I know everybody's like kind of bent on India right now. And, oh, my God, the error he made the other day, that didn't cost them anything. He made an error. They found a way out of the inning. It wasn't the end of the world. But he does have a lot of errors this year. But if they were scoring runs, those errors would not be as big a deal, but they become a big deal because they can't figure out a way to score a guy.
Speaking of becoming a big deal, you think Netflix is trying to get on that Amazon Prime sort of football thing?
How could you not?
I mean they're the same. They're your rival.
Yeah.
They're doing they're not, but they
kind of are Amazon. Yeah.
Netflix gets Christmas.
Right.
Two games. Right, they'll get the two before the Chiefs game starts, and they've gotten them before, one game a year, two games a year. Now they want one every single week.
It sure seems that way. During an appearance on CNBC, you know, when you go on CNBC, that's a big deal. That's not sports. That's business. The Netflix CEO was on there, and he says Netflix is looking for more games. I talked to Roger Goodell on the side about adding some more games beyond our two Christmas games. They said, we'll just need to figure out a way to, quote, eventize these games. And that's the word that jumped out for me. Okay, so Netflix is now going to create some sort of event where they get a certain portion of games, where they will farm off games to Netflix if they can create an event. Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, we see it around the NFL. International game, Thursday night game, Sunday night game, Monday night game. These are all different tentpole events that the NFL has. And so Netflix didn't open up what they want to do, but if they're looking to do 15 games a year, which the article went on to say, are we investing in Wednesday night football now? Is that going to become a thing? And if they keep spinning off games, the Sunday slate becomes less and less. And I know how many of us love sitting around watching Red Zone and whatnot during Sunday. Each time you farm off games, you minimize that and you minimize what made this league great. And that was Sunday, where they do this football as family. Everybody gathers on Sunday and watches the games. You keep taking games away, you lose that.
And that's what you said would make the sport go stale faster than it could possibly end up being.
Yeah.
Because when you take it away from free viewership and make it hard to find, people be like,
I'm out. Oh, Wednesday night games. Yeah. You know, it's
why don't they just adopt a team?
Well, that's interesting. So the Chiefs, every game would be on Netflix?
Or if that's who they... I mean, that'd be the most expensive one, but let's say that maybe they go after the Tigers.
Yeah.
Or the Lions. Let's say they go after the Lions. Not the Tigers. Detroit Lions.
Right.
I've done that all day today. Let's say they go after the Lions, and they're like, Lions are Netflix team. Every game the Lions play will be featured on Netflix, and we're going to follow the team around all year and do a documentary series.
Would you, like, if the NFL continues with this current model where they give you the free TV in your home market, though... Mm-hmm. Would you, as a Lions fan, subscribe to Netflix if you get the games for free?
Of course, because I would get the season. I'd get basically what the franchise is attached to Netflix, where they're going to play their games to.
Okay. Is that enough to get? I'm asking because I don't know. If the NFL is going to continue to give me the games for free, I'm not going to subscribe to Netflix. I'll miss out on the
Kingdom show. But I would think that Netflix is going to go ahead and say the majority of the United States and other regions, the world, already has Netflix.
Yeah,
because
you're right.
Of where they were.
Right.
Like they
but then they added 25 million subscribers or whatever it was for that stupid game that they had with the Chiefs in Pittsburgh.
A lot of people on this earth.
I know, but like they added 25 million subscribers for those games, and so they're looking at it. I don't think they do. I think they will create something, right? Whether it's a Columbus Day schedule. I don't know. I'm just, again, thinking out loud of ways that they can do it. Or maybe Netflix becomes the home of week 18 of the NFL season, and every game, once they add that 18th game, they're all on Netflix. Or maybe Netflix ends up becoming the Monday Night Football powerhouse and replaces whatever the case may be.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Just be ready for more, like, why are we doing this type moments? Because if Netflix wants 15 games, that's essentially a whole season, not counting opening week and not counting the end of the week, where they're going to have games. And so what does that mean? What's your next best guess? Do all the international games, which is a possibility, or do you add another night to the calendar and make football on Wednesday and Thursday? I think when you do that, I hate that idea.
No.
I you just keep diluting what you have, and then all of a sudden Sunday's just not special anymore.
You had a good point earlier in the show about the future of the WNBA. We get back into that because that is maybe what Bob said, one of the top rivalries in sports. We'll dive into that here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.